Welcome one and all to Eastern Sierra Now, the home of the best local news. I'm Jesse Steele for October 7th. Time is sure flying. You know, Eastern Sierra Now has been up for the middle of 3 months now. And we are growing like crazy, and I could not be happier and thank all of you for engaging with me and using us as your place to find your local news. So thank you. Head over to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, our .com, any place, and subscribe, like, follow, whatever it is it's called for each place. And make sure you stay current with us because we are coming out with some pretty great content, especially in the next couple of days. A little bit of information I'd like to start off with here, which usually I end with, is sports. And that is because we have a special guest today on the show, and we'll get to her in a moment. So I just want to get some things out of the way. First is, Broncos will not play tomorrow, this Friday, due to forfeit by the Desert Scorpions. We are sorry to inform everyone that the Desert Scorpions have forfeited to Bishop Broncos as of Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. They informed us they did not have enough students to play, and this is not COVID-related. With less than 2 days to get a replacement game, we tried our best to follow up on some leads. Due to transportation restraints from both sides, we just cannot find a viable game option. That comes from Stacey Van Ness, the BUHS Athletic Director. The next Bronco football game is scheduled October 15th at Kern Valley, 7 p.m. kickoff. And if you're jonesing for some high school football, head over to Eastern Sierra Now or our YouTube page, where you can see every Bishop Bronco home game in its entirety in 4K. The UC Santa Barbara Natural Reserve System Fall 2021 Seminar Series has begun October 5th to November 16th. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m., join them for scientific discoveries and learning at UC Santa Barbara's seven spectacular natural reserves. Please join us this fall for a series of presentations focused on some of the latest research and teaching experiences from across UCSB's seven natural reserve system sites. UCSB's reserves are part of the 41-site University of California Natural Reserve System, one of the largest and most unique networks of protected lands in the world, supporting the university mission of research, university-level education, and public service. UCSB operates seven of these reserves in a unique ecosystem. UCSB operates seven of these reserves in unique ecosystems ranging from coastal, the Coal Oil Point Reserve, the Carpinteria Salt Marsh Reserve, Santa Cruz Island Reserve, and KSN Rancho Marino Reserve, to Inland Valleys, Sedgwick Reserve, to Great Basin, the Sierra Nevada Aquatic Research Laboratory, or SNARL, and Montane Forest, and that is the Valentine Reserve out of Mammoth. Each week will include an introduction to the reserve's site provided by the reserve director, followed by an engaging presentation by one of the reserve's expert scientists or educators focused on the highlights of their research or teaching activities at reserves. Seminars will be held each Tuesday from October 5th through November 16th from 7 to 8 p.m. in this virtual tour of research and education highlights from across the state. Registration opens September 20th. You can register for all seven seminars at once or pick the ones you prefer. Head over to easternsierranow.com, click on this story, and you will find the link to register today. So if you'll think way back to yesterday, the Inyo County Board of Supervisors will be hosting a series of public hearings regarding redistricting and invites the public to attend and share its thoughts about how to adjust Inyo County's supervisorial districts. Well, today, Eastern Sierra Now got an interview with Mono County Supervisor Stacy Corliss about just this, and it is very interesting. Here's Supervisor Corliss.
Hi, this is Mono County Supervisor Stacy Corliss, and I am here today to talk about supervisorial redistricting. What's that, you say? Well, every 10 years after the federal census, counties like Mono and Inyo in the Eastern Sierra have to geographically remap their five supervisorial districts. And by the way, every county in California, except for San Francisco, which is a city and county together, has five supervisorial districts and five county supervisors. So the decennial census, we just did the 2020 census last year. We got the results earlier this fall. We will redraw the supervisorial district lines based on the census results. And in Mono County, it turns out that our population declined according to the 2020 census data. Our population in Mono is now 13,195, which is a decrease of a few hundred people. So we need to redraw the lines right now. The population in Mono is not evenly distributed among the five supervisorial districts. So between now and December 15th, which is the deadline across the state for redistricting, we are looking for public input and comments and feedback about redistricting. One key thing that we have to focus on, and by the way, each board of supervisors makes the decision for redistricting in Inyo and Mono counties. So the Mono County Board will approve the districts in Mono County. Inyo County Board will approve it in Inyo County. And one of the main things that we have to consider in this process, along with geography and topography, is what the state is calling communities of interest. And that can be something as simple and kind of logical as the town or city or community you live in. So I live in Mammoth Lakes. The town of Mammoth Lakes could be a community of interest. Bishop could be a community of interest. Leviening could be a community of interest. But it doesn't just have to be a geographical location. It could be an ethnic identity. It could be a common interest like agriculture or, if you were inspired to do it, something, focus along the lines of what your hobbies or recreation were. But these, in all seriousness, communities of interest are something that the Mono County Board of Supervisors needs to hear from people on. In Mono County, it's particularly challenging to evenly distribute the population among the five supervisorial districts because over half the population of our county lives within the town of Mammoth Lakes. So we can't just kind of go north, south, east, west, and middle. We have to divide up the town in some way. So especially as a supervisor representing Mammoth Lakes, my district is all within the incorporated town. I'd really like to hear from folks about what they think. There are a lot of other factors and considerations and legal requirements around redistricting. You can find all this information at redistricting.monocounty.ca.gov. That's a special website that our IT team has developed just focused on redistricting. You can also find it very easily through the county's main site, monocounty.ca.gov. All sorts of information about the whole process, the considerations, and how you can provide feedback. There's even a tool that you can use to draw your own supervisorial districts, and it'll tell you when you've reached kind of the ideal balance of populations. You can go street by street, community by community, and have your own hand at drawing these districts. We're also holding a series of public meetings coming up, public hearings, that'll be part of our Board of Supervisors meetings and additionally an evening meeting. The dates for those are Tuesday, October 19th, Tuesday, November 2nd, and then Monday evening, November 8th. And that's all leading up to the deadline of December 15th, when the supervisors have to make this final decision. And by the way, the website and information is all available in Spanish, and all our meetings will have live Spanish translation. And you might say, well, why do I care about supervisorial redistricting? Please remember that this isn't just about numbers. This is about people. This is about you and other members of our communities. The five people on the Board of Supervisors represent you and are your voice in local government. We oversee complex budgets for really important things like public safety, sheriff's offices, jails, district attorney, probation, and also health and human services, that the social safety nets that our communities rely on. So please get involved. Again, redistricting.monocounty.ca.gov is where you go to get information about the whole process and to provide feedback. Thanks.
Thank you so much for that, Supervisor Corliss. Okay, that does it for Eastern Sierra Now. I think I'm going to go get something to eat. You know where I'm going to go? If you're a loyal listener, you totally know. Copper Top barbecue in Big Pine. Why would you go anywhere else? It's fantastic. You can order online. It's ready to go when you get there. Everything is reasonably priced and tastes fantastic. They have some new stuff coming up in the future, including shipping their food to anywhere. I'm talking anywhere. You want to try a tip sandwich in Guam? You're going to wait a couple of days, but you'll get it. Everything will be packed. Everything will be frozen. Sort of like one of those deliver to your door, fresh meal kind of places. It's pretty awesome. The other thing that's fantastic after you're done eating, shaved ice. Who doesn't want shaved ice? It's basically ice and sugar. What, name something better? Head down and check it out. They've got some new beer taps coming in the future, some new vending machines. It is top of the line technology serving one of the oldest form of foods available, meat over a fire. I mean, the contrast is amazing in this. I love it. Anyway, head down to Copper Top Barbecue or go to coppertopbarbecue.com. Remember, they were voted the best restaurant in the country on Yelp. I'm not just blowing smoke. That's their job. Okay, this has been Jesse Steele for Eastern Sierra Now. Thank you for tuning in, and we will check with you tomorrow.